Thanks, Mike, Minister, and special guests all. Well, taking a lead from the Minister, and given that I'm from the Sydney Chamber of Commerce, I thought I'd focus my remarks in particular around Sydney's transport system. Around the world, Sydney is known for its lifestyle. We know it's known as a beautiful city and as a global city. It's fair to say it's an economic powerhouse across many sectors. Has many advantages and some disadvantages. In transport, its advantages are many, and they certainly include the locational forces of its international port and international airport, because they each make a dynamic contribution to the economy of Sydney, New South Wales, and Australia. They're close to the heart of the city, yet close to the growth centres of West and Southwest Sydney. Yet despite their contribution to the nation's GDP, an efficient road and rail network supporting and enhancing these hubs has remained seemingly a low priority to successive governments. So as the Minister acknowledged today, certainly indeed we're looking forward to the Port Botany expansion. I think all of us would say though that we need better linkages to that area. It is an issue of priorities. The Minister referred today as well to some of the disadvantages that we face, that Sydney is difficult in terms of transport. And certainly I'd acknowledge that some of those disadvantages include the low density of many of the suburbs, the vast sprawl of Sydney, and the layout of the CBD itself. Sydney represents 25% of the nation's GDP, and New South Wales more than a third. But there are real issues which challenge our competitiveness as a business destination. Transport is one of them. It is the issue most raised by business as of concern in relation to Sydney. Traffic congestion comes at a significant cost to business. A recent study by the Centre for International Economics found congestion costs Sydney businesses more than $18 billion a year. And a recent NRMA survey found that 80% of businesses surveyed had experienced an increase in traffic congestion in the previous 12 months. It's no good being clever at delivering in particularly high standards during the Olympics or other key major events if we can't deliver for the city and its population and business throughout the year. To reach our potential as a global city, it is critical that we improve the standards of our transport infrastructure. More Sydney commuters use public transport than in any other Australian city. That is, for those that commute to the CBD. If they commute greater than 15 kilometres, it's going to be more likely by train. For those more closer, it will be by bus. Over 70% of peak time commuting to the CBD, 70% of peak time commuters to the CBD use public transport, and the Minister acknowledged that they're doing better in terms of on-time running, achieving benchmarks and doing better. That's good, but less than 25% of our commuters use public transport across all of Sydney. Why might that be so? Well, clearly we've got a system designed in the 19th century when the heart of economic activity was concentrated in or near the CBD. Yet today only 12% of jobs are concentrated in the CBD. We don't have a system able to accommodate the needs of those who need to use more than one train line or multimodal transport. We still do not have a linked ticketing system. Much of the congestion on our roads is a consequence of cross-regional trips not well served by public transport. The Minister talked about new rolling stock, and that certainly can't come quick enough, but it's not a solution to the lack of good transport networks across regions. Only 1 in 10 jobs which will be created in Sydney in the next 20 years will be in the city of Sydney. And at the same time, Greater Sydney will need to accommodate 25% more people than it does today. Sydney needs to match its growth with new transport modes, new transport routes. Certainly I welcome the Epping to Chatswood rail line. One only needs to look at the growth, whether it's residential or the business park itself around the Macquarie Park area, to understand the benefits of good transport links. The missing links on key roads, the M4 East, S6, F3 extension, all need to be addressed. Western Sydney needs to be accorded priority in terms of a major rail project. There is a place for both metro rail and new fast rail services linking outer suburbs. However, if we are able to achieve our economic potential, it's time for some tough decisions about land use, about the shape of Sydney, in the long term. Certainly the metro strategy, the City of Sydney's work that the Minister referred to, is focused in some degree about that, but I think we've got a long way to go. A study in the US has identified that American households that are located near good transit access spend just 9% of their household income on transportation, compared with 19% for the average US household. This underscores the importance of land use planning, the importance of infrastructure investment. Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne are joining cities throughout Europe, Canada and the US in linking development with transport. High density, mixed use areas accommodating retail, commercial and residential developments and built around railway stations are saving governments on the cost of urban infrastructure. Of course we have to provide public transport to Sydney's growth centres in the northwest and the southwest. But surely the debate we have to have is about whether, as a city, we could be more efficient if we created greater opportunities to live and work in close proximity. We not only need an overhaul of the myriad of agencies that each play a significant role in transport planning and delivery, we need a whole-of-government approach to match Sydney's actual growth with its public transport response. There is time for some tough leadership. If we are to be the city known around the world for its lifestyle, it's time we gave Sydneysiders real options about how long each day they should spend commuting and how much of each day they actually spend enjoying the city. Thank you.